Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So I saw it, Copper. You had a caller. What was the deal during the break there?
Yes, that was Brian from Huntsville. He called and said he doesn't mind you not getting to the Triple Dipper because he's really enjoying this Baskin-Robbins of flavors.
Baskin-Robbins.
Of all candidates.
We got a smorgasbord, if you will.
Yep.
A buffet of candidates today. A vast cornucopia. What other Scrabble words could I think of? A plethora. We have a plethora of candidates calling in today. Well, good, Brian. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, and listen, I think it's important. I mean, I can plan the show, but I've got to be able to pivot. And like for instance, two of the callers today, one, Kimberly Butler, I mean, that was breaking news. We're the first outlet in the state to hear about the details of her challenge to the election. And that was not on my slate until, you know, this morning. In fact, I think I was actually, yeah, I was. I was actually sitting here at the desk in the studio getting ready for the show when I saw her email and went, oh, look at that. And so we just arranged for her to be on. And then while we're on the air, and I know it's because we just had Dale Strong on a little while ago, but Casey Wardinsky, who's also been on the show multiple times, his campaign said, you got time for Casey to call in? I thought, why not? So we're doing that too. But yeah, thanks, Copper. I appreciate that. And so, Copper, you know you're voting tomorrow too, right?
Indeed I am.
All right. All y'all folks out there, you right side ruffians, do not be the ones who don't go to the polls. In fact, get this. So I've said it multiple times, but of course down in Lee County right now, an entire state Senate race, one vote different. You got Kimberly Butler, House race, 14 votes away from being in the runoff. 14 votes. This is out of thousands. I mean, the race down there in Senate District 27, I believe it is, in Lee County, they're separated by one total vote. Well, listen, I have a friend who I've said multiple times that I was an attorney for a legal challenge to an election, and it was a city council race. My client lost by one vote, found out later that a couple, friends of hers, had gotten busy and forgotten to go to the polls and vote. If those two people had voted, the race would have been different. I'm just telling you, every vote matters. I don't care who your candidate is. I'm not endorsing on this show. I endorse conservatism. And I'm a firm believer that while the Republican Party may be the party most likely to have the conservative candidates that you're seeing over and over again, that being a Republican and being a conservative are not always the same thing. That being said, go to the polls tomorrow. It is your constitutional right. It is something that has been given to you as a gift. You need to go and exercise that right. Take your friends with you. Remind your family members. Do not let it go by that the day comes to 7 o'clock, the polls are closed, and you go, oh, shoot. Because who knows? We've seen it already. It's going on right now. One vote can make a difference. All right, well, coming up next, I apparently have Casey Wardinsky calling in. So y'all stand by because we got more candidates here on Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.